del pegatín.
So dear friends, it's a great joy to be here in this shrine in Philippines, in Agua. It's a privilege. So what I want just to teach you today is the necessity of watching and praying. See, we have to be constantly fighting against the dangers against our salvation, and also constantly we have to be praying, loving, practicing charity towards God and our neighbor. So first, watching. So our Lord said, in order not to fall into temptation, have to watch and pray. So both things are very important. So watching implies that we are like soldiers ready any moment to fight back the enemies of God. The three enemies of the soul of God are pride, especially pride, selfishness, vanity, our vices. Second, we have to fight against the worldly customs and habits and traditions, worldly things which had no God as an end, as an origin, as a fruit, to please God. It's the worldly behavior of majority of Catholics today. And also we have to fight against the devil. It really exists. Hell exists, is forever on the lower parts of the earth, and it's a threat, a real threat for any one of us if we don't correct ourselves, if we don't love God, if we are not watching and praying, we easily go to hell. So Alphonsus gives a rule of life: as you live, you die. And he who pray shall be saved, and he who do not pray shall be condemned. That always is fulfilled. So, first, watching is, therefore, we have to be like soldiers, doing violence to ourselves, not to be enchanted by the world around us, by the easy life, by the money, but that's the dazzling. The brilliance and the attraction of the money, honors, pleasures. We have to be like soldiers on duty. They are well armed, uniform, formal, ready to fight, ready to defend, ready to fight. This is to be a Catholic. This is what it is meant to be watching. And also at an intellectual level, watching is to fight against ignorance, against lies, and against the deceits of the devil and the man. By studying your holy doctrine. Our holy Catholic doctrine has been twisted, has been modified, has been hidden. The real doctrine, the Catholic real doctrine, has been modified, has been falsified. People nowadays are not studying their doctrine, and the real doctrine, which is the doctrine that was before Vatican II, or before 60 years ago. You have to know that. You have to be watching first in our intellect, not to be deceived. Not to change life for truth. We are obliged to study our holy doctrine every day. Everybody. To study the saints. To study the life of the saints, the catechisms, the Holy Bible. To start feeding our faith, our convictions, our knowledge of God. Because nobody loves what you don't know. In order to love God, we have to know Him and to get rid of lies and deceits. This is why once I have told you that today our holy doctrine, Catholic doctrine, has been twisted and falsified. You have to be worried. You have to study in which sense has been falsified our holy doctrine, and to study the real doctrine, the faith that was preached by the apostles and the saints. Otherwise, you will not be saved. Because you practice a falsified doctrine, Catholic, which is not Catholic, you will not be able to fulfill your duties toward God, toward the neighbor, and you will not make it to heaven. You will go to hell. Because you will not be watching upon your faith being stolen by the world, by the devil, and by selfishness. Because people doesn't want to know the truth. The majority of people, they don't care about the truth. Even our Lord said, at the end of times, many shall be deceived by the enemy, or by the Antichrist. And He gives only one reason. He said, they shall be deceived because the lack of love for truth. People are interested only in themselves, in their opinion, in their will, in their attractions, their own and like what they like. So you have to start watching upon your faith by studying the real faith of the saints. Now also the will has to be watched upon. Our will has been also made a slave for many of us. Why? Because false shepherds, false priests have been saying that liberty is to choose whatever you like, whatever religion, to do whatever you want. Liberty of expression, liberty choosing evil, even. This is a slavery. They teach us freedom, something that is a slavery. Freedom is, with the grace of God, to choose only good things. Because if you choose bad things, you are made a slave eventually of those bad things. Because God will not help you with grace to do those bad things. So real freedom is to choose among good things. For example, if I will tell you, I have three things to offer: coffee, tea, and poison. How many options I am offering to you? You must answer two options, Father. Two options. Poison is not an option. It's a temptation. But many people in the world will say, no, Father, you are offering three options. Coffee, tea, and poison. No, no, Señor, no. Poison is not an option. The same. In our daily life, freedom is only given to by God to choose good things only. This is why our will has been made a slave. It's precisely what the world is about. These lies and false doctrines, the purpose of all those false doctrines, even the modernist Catholics doctrine, is to make us slaves to them. And finally, we must watch upon our heart also, because we must love God above all things. We must not love anything else, not even our parents, not even our country, above God. Nothing. We must love God above all things. Also, when it's a question of the neighbor, we must love our neighbor as ourselves. So we have to watch that we are fulfilling the law of charity. Because if we don't love God more above all things, we are not to, we are going to make it to heaven. The same, if we are not loving our neighbor as Christ himself, for the love of Christ to love them, we are not on the road to heaven. We are not. Okay? So also we have to watch upon our material things, our time, our family, that everything will go to the service of God, to fulfill the will of God. Because it's the will of God is about good things. There is liberty, about good things. When the Jews says, no, my joy is to do whatever I want, this is a slavery. Far from God, outside of God, they are not assisted by God, and they it's a road to hell. So watch and pray. And pray means that we want to be united to our Lord always. That we suffer for God. That we do our duties for God. That we endure each other for God's sake. That we don't stop telling God that we love Him. That we do not stop telling God that we need Him. That we do not stop telling the Blessed Virgin Mary that she is our mother and we love her and we want to be with her and we want to serve her. This is to pray. And to pray also means to perform the perfect prayers like the Holy Rosary, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Act of Contrition, the Salve Regina, all those prayers, to do it every day. Morning prayers, night prayers, and the Holy Rosary, obligatory. And besides that, to speak to God, to be united to God by prayer of the heart and meditation constantly along the day, during the day. This is to watch and to pray. It's the only way to Him. It's the only way to carry our cross after our love. Watching and praying. Only in that way we will be assisted by God, by His grace, by the grace of the saints, and the Blessed Virgin Mary will be helping us to be happy in this life and to be joyful in this life, to be with God in this life and in order to go to heaven one day and enjoy God forever and ever. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I